Podcast is intended for mature audiences. The views and opinions expressed are those of the panelists and do not reflect in any way those of the podcast partners, sponsors, or affiliates. Enjoy.
Hi, this is Michael Buffer, and you're listening to the voice of the people. Let's get ready for Boxing Voice.
BoxingVoice.com.
All the guys want. I want what Mayweather got. I want what Mayweather got. You didn't bust your ass like Mayweather. I was trying to fight every fighter. I sacrificed a lot.
Dollar D. Vinyasi Production.
To get to where I got to.
What do you bring to the table?
Let's get this on. Let's do it.
Where's like this? Wait.
All right, that's it. Hold on. Bernard, everybody calm down.
Man, you know how these bitches is in the sport. Total disrespect. Kid has no class, no style at all. I sacrificed a lot.
BoxingWiz.com.
To get to where I got to.
BoxingWiz.com.
Welcome back, ladies and gentlemen, to another very special spontaneous edition of TBV. We got a couple of things that we need to talk about, and obviously Jeff Horn and Manny Pacquiao getting it on in a few short minutes. So we wanted to get everyone's last minute predictions, and we're here live in New Jersey with the Golden State Warrior himself, the hipster, but live from New Jersey. Let's holler at him.
Dollar D. Vinyasi Production.
This is a beautiful performance against a very tough guy in Michael Johnson. How do you feel about it?
Fuck that. Conor McGregor.
BoxingWiz.com.
You know me, Larry. From a wicked entrance, from a flip over the rock, into a knockout. Now, the main thing is, I just help the guy. I wish.
BoxingWiz.com.
Yes, the hipsters here. Haters beware. In Jersey, after a 19-hour trip from hell. Shout out to you, United Airlines, for making that 6-hour trip turned to 19. But I'm glad to be here. Glad to have Manny Pacquiao versus Jeff Horn on ESPN. Glad to have you callers, you listeners here. So I can't wait to chop it up with everyone, get everyone's last-minute predictions and picks. It's going to be a good one, I think. You know, I'm excited. We get Manny Pacquiao on free TV. It's a plus.
Definitely do. But, Matt, you know what it is? You have yourself muted. You're hot, for sure. Because you're coming in on the Mixler, but I guess you did that for a reason, actually. Anyway, no, because it doesn't switch cameras because you're not going through your settings.
So, guys,
we're here, and obviously we want to get your last minute predictions, Manny Pacquiao versus Jeff Horn. I read a couple of articles. You know, I actually asked Matt. I said, Matt, should we go with this boxing scene article titled something like, "Can Jeff Horn do what Leon Spinks did to Muhammad Ali?"
What outlet was that again?
That was Boxing Scene.
That was Boxing Scene? Okay, shout out to Boxing Scene for their awful headlines sometimes. No, Jeff Horn can't do what Leon Spinks did. Leon Spinks was at least a credentialed fighter who had some names on his resume before he fought Ali. You know, like, that. I'm sorry. Like, Jeff Horn has fought no one. Jeff Horn's completely untested in terms of the top 10 of the welterweight division, top 15 even, you can argue. Maybe top 20. You can even have that argument. So the idea that Jeff Horn can do what Leon Spinks did, I mean, theoretically, yeah, there's a possibility. But is it likely? No. That's what you have to ask yourself. It's not likely at all.
Well, is it likely? I don't think anyone is picking Jeff Horn outside of Joseph Parker, but they are stable mates.
Australians in general.
Exactly. So, but we're not going to waste too much time, right? Should we get right out to the callers?
I think we all sort of predict. I mean, most of us are going to pick Pacquiao. So if you pick Pacquiao, I want to hear a viewership. How many views does this fight bring in for ESPN? Is it 5 million, 8 million, 10 million, 15 million, you know, whatever it is, whatever that peak number is, I want to hear that prediction. I think it's going to do about maybe 8 to 9 million. I think it's going to do pretty big numbers.
8 to 9 million views?
I mean, ESPN was pumping it all day on Friday. I mean, they were advertising it a lot. You know, whatever you want to say about ESPN's subscription count being cut by a substantial percentage, they still are millions and millions of people watching ESPN on a daily basis, not only in the U.S. but around the world. So I think this is big. You're gonna get tens of millions of people watching this fight on TV throughout the world. It's just a fact. Think about Australia. Everyone in Australia is going to watch it. I have no idea what the distribution is. Maybe hopefully Mickey can call in. I don't know if Mickey's probably busy right now at the fights. But I'd be very interested in that. How is it distributed in Australia? How is it distributed in the UK? I forget. I think it's on Sky Sports, I believe. I could be wrong. But those are interesting things. I think a lot of people are going to watch this fight.
All right, some people saying no sound. Some people saying turn up. I'm a little wondering, somewhat low throughout, but I can hear. Turn up, Matt. Let's turn up, Matt.
Can you hear me better now, everyone? I mean, obviously, tell us in the live chat. I hope you can.
I mean, you sound good to me. You sound loud in my ear. Sounds fine. Sound is perfect. Sound is good.
Okay.
No issues at all. Well, there you go.
There
you
go.
What we don't have is the cameraman. Matt is not official.
No, I'm sorry. And also, very quickly, I do not have a portion of our list.
Oh, he still hasn't done the Google Doc list.
No,
you're so lazy.
All the new callers get put on the Google Doc list.
Yo, disrespectful to the callers, man.
Hey, most of you I remember by heart. Most of you hardcore OG callers.
It's all right, guys. Listen, tomorrow is his last day. Sunday, hopefully, he uses it to pray to the gods. And Monday, it's sparring day with the pros.
Yeah, I thought we were going to talk about Border Wars on Border Wars only shows.
Absolutely, but, oh boy, the calls have begun. The calls have begun. So, like Matt said, we're only going to talk Border Wars on Border Wars. So, you know what we're going to do? We're going to get out to these phone calls. I want to ask you guys to hit that thumbs up button since this is a spontaneous show, something you weren't expecting. Some of you probably didn't get to make your pick on yesterday's show, Thursday, obviously not yesterday.
And obviously, after this show, we're going to do a Patreon-only live fight chat.
That's right.
So, if you're not a Patreon and you want to hear us talk during the fight, give our live play-by-play and our live questions, go to patreon.com/theboxingvoice and go to that $7 Patreon tier or up to get that video segment. So, yeah.
That's right. So, Matt is going to be here for, we're going to be together pretty much for the next month or so almost because from here we're headed to Border Wars in Florida. So, we're going to be producing a lot of content. We did a little test run on Patreon for you guys to see how we're going to do the next live fight chat for this afternoon. And looks pretty good. So, let me go ahead and get out to our sponsors and then out to the callers.
These calls are brought to you by El Camino Electrical Services, experts in electric vehicle charging stations. For consultations and turnkey installation, visit us at ElCaminoElectricalServices.com.
All right, let's go out to Sal. What's going on, brother?
Yo, what's up with you guys, man? I want to get my pick in. I'm picking Pacquiao by like 8th round TKO. I'm actually looking forward to this fight because, and I'm hoping that Pacquiao looks good, man, because if he looks good, it's just going to look the welterweight division is going to look even better, you know what I mean? Having him being a champion, hopefully he gets this knockout and then he can face one of the other champions. I doubt they're going to – I mean, I'm sure, like, the fans are going to be okay with giving him another fast catch, like another Jeff Horn and shit. So I'm hoping he does good, man. And I think the viewership, man, it being on ESPN, it should at least bring in, like, 5 million, bro, at least. So – that's my call, fellas. Oh, real quick. So you guys are doing the fight live thing on Patreon?
Yes, sir. We're gonna be doing a live fight chat for the Manny Pacquiao Jeff Horn because you know, on the undercard so far, all we know is Shane Mosley and
Michael Collins.
So, I don't know. These fights are going to be on late, too, man. So, hopefully, these are some worthwhile fights. Sal, always good having you on. You might need to holler at Dollar DB. You be calling in so much, man. You might need to get an official cut here, like our boy in Australia, who's actually live in Brisbane over there.
My goodness.
Yes. Who could it be?
Oh, we know.
Which one?
Come on.
Are you sure?
Yeah, it's Mr. Alex.
Oh, shit. Yo, I love that you're right here. There's no latency. Yeah. Sounds so dope. We're almost like a fucking little rap group and shit. Like, yo, Mike Checker. No?
No, I'm not going to start freestyling.
Okay. You're not going to be Cash Weezy and Jose in the chat? It's poetry slam yesterday?
God, no.
Oh, my
God. That was
atrocious. Are we really doing a live fight chat for Mosley? Hell no, Andre.
Why? No, come on.
You know, listen, Matt really does want to be honest with you. Yeah. But look, as the intro says, no one can stop him.
No one can stop me, really.
My dog gets
big. Oh, there's a king croc right there.
My dog gets big.
This croc has enough power in its jaws to rip my head right off.
Can he get in the sixth round? In the seventh round?
My dog gets big.
You're going to be the legend to become a legend.
My dog gets big. My
dog gets
big.
Honestly, I'm beautiful.
My dog gets big.
You're going to be the legend to become a legend.
The old boys, Matt, you little disrespectful motherfucker. I'm coming for you next time I'm there, bro.
What are you going to do? What are you going to do, Alex? I'll spar you too.
Please, bro. We're going to take Border Wars International next, mate. I'm coming.
Oh, shit.
I might have to cut 50 pounds to get to that little girl weight, but I'll do it, bro. Don't worry about it. But look, I'm just having some pre-drinks before I get to Suncorp Stadium, you know, front row, like I said. But Jeff Horn's going to knock him out, eighth round. That's my prediction. He's going to catch Pacquiao coming in, as always. You know, Pacquiao does that little jump forward. We'll see, bro. He's going to show his little Filipino what's going on. But hopefully, I mean, really, I don't believe it's going to happen. But, you know, it's good to hope. It's good to have some pride there. But thanks for the show, boys. And I'll catch you on the spontaneous upset show if you guys have one. But take it easy.
All right, Alex. Immediate reaction for sure. We will be doing immediately after the post-fight. Hey, Matt, who's actually going to be doing the post-fight interview? Is Max Kellerman going to be doing this one? It's not an HBO event. Who's doing it? Who's going to be telling us, you know, what's happening?
Well, it could be Max. I mean, Max obviously has a relationship with now ESPN and HBO, even though the parent companies are rivals. So I don't know where Max is. I don't know if he's going to be involved and what his capacity is. But, I mean, guys like Teddy Atlas could be involved.
Yes, Atlas. That would be interesting.
And that's probably more likely than anyone, I feel like.
Is Atlas going to be calling this one?
I have no idea. I have not looked into it.
Not interested, huh?
No, not really.
You know that this ESPN Top Rank deal has become like a little more interesting because immediately after this Pacquiao Horn deal, we found out Crawford and Dongo, and it was like, oh wow, you know that kind of strengthened things up. That's a big fight in my opinion.
But then we got Lomachenko Mariaga, which was
I know. Mariaga,
that's a bullshit fight.
Yeah.
Step back from Jason Sosa. Let's be completely honest.
Definitely. But listen, let's get out to these callers. The phone lines are lighting up. Remember that number, 1-425-569-5241. Press 1 just one time if you want to speak to the host. Or just voice your opinion live on the Voice of the People hotline here on the Boxing Voice. Hashtag TBV podcast. We're going out to Santiago. What's going on, my friend?
Not much. Joined the spontaneous phone call. Matt, I hope you had at least a decent time getting to, you know, where you need to go once you landed, because those layovers are garbage. I'm going to have to be dealing with them on their way to and from Atlanta. But besides the point, obviously I'm picking Manny Pacquiao, and I personally believe that the viewership will be under 5 million.
Did you say
I feel that because this fight has...
Did Did you say under 5 million?
Under 5 million.
You're a hater, Santiago.
Yes.
You're not a hater, Santiago. You're realistic.
No, he's a hater.
He's realistic.
What are you fucking talking about, man? You don't.
Yo, how much did Keith Thurman do on ESPN?
We're not talking about Keith Thurman. We're talking about Manny Pacquiao.
You're right. It is Manny. He's on a different level, but he's also fallen from wherever he was allegedly at.
Pacquiao sells 350,000 pay-per-view buys with Jesse Vargas on a top-ranked pay-per-view. Like, that's something. When Triple G can barely scrap 160, 170 with guys like Jacobs, and Manny Pacquiao can sell 350 off the fly with guys like Jesse Vargas, who are no names, no star power, he is still a star in some way. His level of stardom, I have no idea. But the idea that it's going to do less than 5 million is ridiculous.
Well, some would argue that the idea that because he did 350,000 with Jesse Vargas automatically translates to he's going to do over 5 million free?
Yes. How many pay-per-views do you think Thurman does on a regular basis or against a guy like Jesse Vargas?
It's different because with Thurman, we're truly guessing. With Pacquiao, at least we have some sort of gauge and barometers, you know what I mean?
Then who would be a better comparison?
The only comparison for Pacquiao is Mayweather, you know that.
Exactly. So you just mentioned one of the biggest stars in the sport ever. So if the only comparison is that, then obviously this guy is going to do big numbers. Are they going to do world-shattering numbers like some predict? I doubt it. But 8 million is completely respectable, and it's still massive numbers.
They're still saying turn your mic up. I'm about to put you in the headlight.
Is it really that bad?
No, it's you, probably that. Right, guys? He's got to stay stuck to the mic.
Okay, that's it.
Anyway, so that we don't have to adjust his mic, how about we just go back to some callers, get these last-minute picks in? Remember, we want your last-minute pick. International callers, add Nestor Gibbs on Skype. That's N-E-S-T-O-R. We're going back out to the Magic Skype line to the UK. We got some alumni.
Dollar DiBiase Productions.
BJ was gonna beat me, didn't ya? You could think he's gonna beat me. He lost his smash.
Why isn't Walter sold out 90,000? This guy has been pro for like 8 years, 9 years. If Walter wants some of this work, he can definitely get it on ASAP.
BoxingWiz.com.
How you doing, fellas?
Rob, what's up, brother?
What's up, Rob?
Yeah, all good. Hey, Matt, how you doing?
Good, man, good. How are you doing?
Yeah, good. Good to see you recovered after your trip around the world.
Yeah, man, 19 hours.
Oh, man. What was I going to say? Yeah, Pacquiao. I think he's going to get him out of there in the fourth round. So I'm confident. Manny just looks great, I think, for a guy his age. Super fast. I think he's looking slick. Did you guys check any of the card in the UK this evening?
No, unfortunately, no, man. We were getting doing some catching up because Matt got in very late yesterday at 3 a.m. Eastern time with his flight because of some delays, bad weather. They forced him to come down in Chicago. The man is lucky to be here.
I am. It was very close.
Yeah, yeah. Sat next to you blazing away there on your couch. I saw you. no, I just wanted to say Lawrence Okolie, again, another fight. Five fights, and he's only boxed five rounds. He keeps getting them out of there.
How'd that other guy do? The one that just signed to Hearns? Yeah, Buatsi.
Yeah, he looks good, man. He looks really sharp, precise with his punching. He took his opponent out of there. Some quite vicious body shots. Yeah, you have to catch up with that. And also, Conor Benn has made his return. He looked sharp. He looked pretty brutal. It was a pretty good card, yeah. And Buglioni defended his British title in a 12-round decision. So, yeah, it was a good card, man. It was good.
Well, Rob, I want to thank you, as always, staying up late on the UK to call in to TBV.
Later,
since you're in the UK, we're going to go out to one of our 48%. Emma, are you ready?
Yes, I'm ready.
Talk to us. Last minute picks.
I'm picking Pacquiao, but I'm a first-time caller, so don't I get my introduction?
Of course.
Absolutely, but just know that we don't, according to our other producer, not this Matt, but the other Matt who actually made the first-time call intro, he doesn't think we have enough females, so he didn't rush over a female first-time caller, so you're going to have to get the male version, unfortunately. Monsterpiece is going to kill us. One, two.
Ladies and gentlemen, making his professional debut.
Emma Special K McCorrison.
Special K. All right, Emma, talk to us. How's Manny Pacquiao going to get it done? Or is Jeff Horn going to upset and shock the world?
I'm going to go for Pacquiao. I mean, he's a little bit past it now, but I think he's still got this fight in him. Jeff Horn's not exactly. So that's my pick.
All right. Anything else you want to add? I mean, outside, I mean, there are about 60,000 people. That is what is impressive to me. At first, I was put off by this fight, but I mean, damn, for Pacquiao to be able to still get 60,000 in another country, that's impressive. I mean,
Ronda Rousey did it.
Oh, God, this guy with his MMA.
I'm just saying, Ronda Rousey did it in Australia.
Ronda Rousey is a very, very popular
woman. So is Manny
woman.
Pacquiao. Well, not a popular woman, but he's
yeah, but no, but it's different for her though, like because men, there's a lot of male athletes. So when a woman gets to that level, like she rises above because of that. You know, they get together, they unify. So like Ronda was on that level. I mean, I don't know. You always bringing up MMA.
Are you showing some respect to Ronda Rousey right now? I'm just shocked you're showing respect to MMA. But anyways, we can get back to Emma because it's her first time call.
You jacked her to talk MMA.
I mean, you jacked it. But anyways,
this guy's horrible.
I just wanted to say what, sort of copy what Rob's just said. But I've just come back from the O2 as well, so that's why I'm awake. And it was an okay card. Obviously, Dillian was injured. He was there actually taking selfies with everybody. I said hi to him, and I saw Coogan, and I told him that you were shouting him out on the Boxing Voice. So he said he's going to tune in now.
Yeah, Coogan is a very good and hard worker, man. He's got that UK on smash. Funny you seen Dillian White. Was he talking any Wilder over there? What's going to happen? I mean, Wilder just said on his social media something about, I don't know, what was it? Something near.
Yeah.
But I'm paraphrasing it totally bad.
Wilder, you never know. Wilder just posts up.
That mandatory. They need to handle that. But anyway, Emma, I want to thank you, obviously, for calling in. Thank you for plugging us with Coogan and keeping us in his mind and letting him know, obviously, that we give him his credit around here. I want to thank you, obviously, for tuning in and being part of that 48% that they do not believe. Listen, if you're watching this on YouTube, don't forget to hit up that thumbs up button. Mash it. Make sure that it's blue. If it's gray, you're doing something absolutely wrong. We're getting your last minute picks. The number is 1-425-569-5241. Press 1 time, international callers. Add Nestor Gibbs on Skype. We're going out to Ali in Dago.
Ali Kumbaye. Ali Kumbaye. Thank God that niggas seen another day.
What's good with y'all, man?
What's up?
Ali.
What's up with it?
One of the best. What's good?
Appreciate it, bro. I'm going to go with, I see a Ricky Hatton thing happening, man. I'm going with Pacquiao by second round knockout. And I say it does about 5 million views. I don't want to go that far. Like, it might do better, but I can't trust it. I'm going to go about 4-5 million. And that's my call, y'all.
Ali, thanks for calling in.
Very quickly, Ness, if this was 2008 and Manny Pacquiao is on ESPN against anyone, what do you think the viewership is?
2008.
Like, that's the height of Pacquiao, right?
Was it how many fights did he have with Marquez by then?
Ooh, three, two? Yeah, two for sure by 2008, I want to say.
I don't know, Matt, but I'm a guy that doesn't like to live in the past, unlike you, history major.
No, I'm just saying, for perspective, is Manny Pacquiao's stardom the same as it was 10 years ago? No, but he's still definitely a big star in the sport. I think a lot of people are putting this sort of, I don't know, decline of Pacquiao in a lot of ways, regardless of or outside of his boxing skill, that they think he's not going to pull big numbers. And I think people vastly underestimate the level of Manny Pacquiao's name and his brand and how much that means to casuals, how much that means to everyone. that follows the sport and vaguely even knows about the sport. You know, like mothers and grandparents know about Manny Pacquiao. Like, that's a big deal. Soccer moms know about Manny Pacquiao in some way.
I mean, I guess you're right. We'll have to wait and see how those numbers end up. Does he turn things all the way around? Let's get back out to the callers. We have some more alumni on the line. Great. One of the best intros, too.
I won't deny it.
Dolla D. Beyonce Productions.
Come with me. Hey, Mary, run with me. What do we have here now?
Boxingboys.com.
What's going on? What's going on, Ness? Matt?
What up?
Alex, what up?
Mr. Social Media Savant.
What's going on, man? I'm ready. Hey, I'm just ready to watch some boxing, man, and on ESPN. Shit, and shout out to you, Matt, doing that road work, man, going all the way up across the states.
Hell yeah.
So glad you had safe travels, and sorry to hear that it wasn't too pleasant. Enjoy yourself out there, man.
All right,
Hey, I'm going to go for sure. Hey, I'm going to go with 9 million. I'm going to go high on this one, man. This is ESPN. I think people are, I'm going to go 9. Minimum is 7.5, man. This is going to be high. I think people are misjudging that it's on ESPN. Everybody watches ESPN. Everybody watches SportsCenter. And they all seen the live weigh-in. And everyone's interested to see this Manny Pacquiao. Everyone, for the ones that didn't pay for him, they get him free now. And I'm going to go with the fourth round KO for Pacquiao. So mark me down. Hopefully I won't be eating no crow for this $9 million. Top rank, man. ESPN. Patreon. TDV, man.
You already know, Alex. Thank you. As always, we're going out to Marcus in D.C. It's been a long time. What up?
Yo, what it do? Yo, Pacquiao, my win. No telling how Jeff Horn going to handle that hit when he get hit. I think it does a little bit above Bundu and a little bit more than Bundu and Spence. So I say about $6.5 million. They've been advertising on ABC, so I think it's going to be pretty big. So I think about 6.5 to 7 million views. I think the whole Australia and the Philippines is going to be tuning in. So, you know what I'm saying? I at least think 7 million views. Pacquiao by impressive win. And start lining the mother dudes back up. It's my call.
Marcus, I want to thank you for calling in, as always. And everyone that's tuning in, don't forget to hit that thumbs up button. It helps with the visibility of the show. And if you love this in the podcast form, remember to drop us a 5-star review on iTunes. Don't want you to forget that immediately after the post-fight show, for whoever is the winner of this fight, Matt, what will we be doing?
Going live on YouTube.
Doing?
An immediate reaction show on probably the finish of Manny Pacquiao. Not the finish of Manny Pacquiao finishing Jeff Horn.
Oh, I was about to say, last-minute switch pick.
Sorry, I should have rephrased that.
Last-minute switch pick by the hipster over here trying to pick the hipster's pick. You imagine? Do you imagine? Listen, his trainer really is talking greasy. I mean, if they pull it off, his trainer is going to look like Miss Cleo.
I doubt it.
I don't know. Who we got? We got Amin in New Jersey. Talk to us.
Yo, what's good, fellas? Yo, last minute pick. Let me get a Pacquiao. And if Jeff Horn happens to win by some long shot, I mean, it would be interesting. But let me get Pacquiao. That's my call.
I mean, short and sweet. Thanks for calling in. Let's get to Kansas City Mac. Talk to me.
Yo, I'm calling in. Talk about Manny Pacquiao, fourth. He's going to get him out of there in the 10th round. It's going to be a vicious knockout. That Horn guy going to give him some problems at first. Then Pacquiao is going to finish him off. number 10. I hope I eat a juicy crone this one. Probably not. Maybe go down early, and then it's going to probably do 2 million. It's not even going to do that many. Oh, yeah, Sam. Thank you. I got to prove something. He's a knockout artist. I'm out. This is Kansas City Mac.
Kansas City Mac, thanks for calling in. Matt, who's next on the list?
Well, I know it's a caller on the OG list. I do not know who he is.
Caller on the OG list.
I'm 99% sure this guy has called in before. He's on the OG list.
Man.
Right?
This,
you know that number, right? You know that number.
Could this really be? I'm not sure if that's him. You know what? Let me just stall a little bit.
Okay.
And see, can I pull a fast one?
I mean, we can stall by saying that Jeff Horn is a long shot to win. I don't know what the odds are exactly, but I can look those up very fast. I wonder what his odds are compared to, like, the McGregor fight. I bet he's at longer odds to win than Conor McGregor is to beat Floyd Mayweather. I feel like that wouldn't be surprising at all.
Okay, so it's definitely not who I thought it was. So we're going to go to 646. Is this? No. What if it's 646, Chris? I don't even know. 646, you're live. New York City, talk to us. Last minute picks. Who's this?
Yo, what up, man? It's Chris.
What's up? Man. 646, Chris, what up, man? Matt dropping the ball.
I'm sorry, Chris. I don't have the other list.
Lies people tell.
Chilling, man. It's been a while. I have to be calling in.
Man, where are the thumbs up? Can you believe the amount of people watching and the amount of thumbs up? This is ridiculous. It's like they want to get hooked off one.
I see you training next too, man. I'm on Patreon. I'm putting a lot of work training with Big Bill.
Oh, yeah. Yo, I haven't even – yo, keep it real, Chris. I haven't even released other sparring that I did with two different pros and one MMA dude because I don't want to – the betting line is already – I'm 1,001 for God. I can't make no money. You know what I'm saying? If I start releasing shit I'm doing with pros, I'm really going to go under. Look at Matt Hayton. He's shaking his head, but his due date comes. He's only 48 hours away from us knowing the real deal about Matt.
I'm sure Matt's preferring that work too, man.
He better. He was getting some today. He was getting ready.
I got to check that out. I'm picking Manny Pacquiao by UD. And hopefully after he wins this fight against Jeff Horn, he goes and unifies against Thurman. Because I've seen an interview where Freddie Roach said that he thinks that Thurman would be an easier fight to unify than any of the other champions. So I think that that would be an excellent fight. And I think that the fight is actually going to do around, I'd say, $5 million.
$5 million, Chris.
I know, man.
That's a decent number. Matt was talking nine.
No, I'll put it this way. Freddie Roach is the biggest boxing troll of all time. To say that Keith Thurman's the easiest champ to unify is hilarious. That's comical.
But did
we know it's never going to happen. Like, he won't even fight Crawford. He's going to fight Thurman? Come on. I'm sorry. Freddie Roach, get the fuck out of here.
Did he really mean it, though?
He doesn't mean it. It's Freddie Roach. He's almost like a promoter at this point.
Well, Chris, you want to wrap up?
I think I muted him, to be honest.
Chris, he's
he's gone. He's gone.
He blocked somebody earlier on the Patreon chat. Matt's I don't know.
I thought you said we were out of here.
I think that jersey got Matt on a whole nother level. 714, you're up. 714, first time calling in. 7-1-4-5-1. Hey, get scared.
Bye.
585, first time calling in.
I don't think so.
585, first time calling.
This is Dwayne, Rochester, New York, bro.
Dwayne, what up? We got Matt drop the ball in Jersey with us. Talk to us. Yeah.
Come on, Matt. What's going on, bro?
Dude, it's that East Coast weed, man. It's just been a long day. That's all I'm gonna say, man.
All right. Yeah, I got Pacquiao in a nice round.
Dwayne, is
this KO.
Dwayne, is this a new
number? What's up?
Is this a new number? Because the number I have you in is not this one. I have a different number.
Oh,
Oh, yeah. This is a new number. Yeah.
Oh, Dwayne, you the one dropping the ball.
Yeah, throwing shots at me.
Gunshots.
Come on.
Right. All right. But, yeah, I got a Pacquiao ninth round TKO. I'm hoping a knockout early, but since the Pacquiao, I haven't had a knockout in, I think, almost 8 years, I think. I'm just going to go with a late stoppage.
Dwayne, well, thank you for calling in, brother. Always a pleasure to have you on the show. Dwayne from Rochester, Matt, just in case you forget again. 317, you're live on TBV. First time calling in? 317, you're up. Loud and clear, first time caller? Loud and clear, first time caller?
Yeah, first time caller, long time listener.
All right, well, let's play this first-time caller intro so that you can introduce yourself to the world.
Ladies and gentlemen, making his professional debut.
Hello?
Hello, 317.
Damn.
Did he go?
He's gone.
Oh. Damn.
And
shout out to the trolls and
it's the same guy.
Shout out
it's
to the nurse Jackies.
Guy. It's the same anonymous.
Hey, listen. Well, we're done good. We got about 15 minutes before the live feed, ladies and gentlemen. So head on over to ESPN, get on that HD, and let's watch this. Join us on our Patreon live chat for the main event, and then join us here for an absolutely free episode of Manny Pacquiao versus Jeff Horn, the immediate reaction. I mean, it would be an immediate, super immediate reaction. Like, it would be, I don't know, we would have to come up with something fantastic if Jeff Horn suddenly pulled the upset. I mean, I guess upset alone would be the word, right? But can he? I never really watched them fight. I didn't even bother to go back and watch. It's so like,
wait, have you ever seen tape of Jeff Horn?
Yeah, the tape that our correspondent, our hardworking boxing voice correspondent from Australia.
I'm gonna change my question. Have you ever seen a fight?
No.
Okay.
God, no.
Why not?
He never fought anyone I needed to watch him fight.
Yep, but now he is.
Exactly. So now I'm going to watch him. It's time.
Oh, my God. The old Ness, you know, logic.
You don't watch him till you need to watch him. Yo, what was Jeff Horn doing last year?
Fighting Ali Funeka.
Exactly. And Ali Funeka, Ali Funeka's claim to fame is losing by controversial decision to Joan Guzman. That's his biggest fight. His other claim to fame is maybe being trained by Floyd Mayweather Sr., maybe, and I'm not sure about that. And then his other friend is Randall Bailey, whose claim to fame is what? Like a fight with Mike Jones?
Yeah.
And Mike Jones did what exactly? After being knocked out by Randall Bailey, where has Mike Jones been? And before being knocked out to Mike Jones, he went life and death. He has a rematch with Soto Karas for going life and death with him twice.
Here's the thing. There's no need to pick apart Jeff Horn's resume because he doesn't have a resume.
Exactly why I'm not. And instead, I chose to wait till he's fighting someone like Pacquiao to actually, you know, invest my time into him is all I'm saying. Like,
he sure
up until now, he hasn't really fought anyone that I was like interested in seeing.
He sure fought a Jesse Vargas or a Saddam Ali or somebody of that ilk or that range before he fought Manny Pacquiao. I think it's a crime that his promoter has put him in this fight.
Well, it's not a crime. First of all, it's probably going to be a career high payday for sure. It's going to be a career high payday. He's going to get popularity. And look, you lose to Manny Pacquiao, you're supposed to lose. It works for him. He probably comes back versus that other guy, Cam Cambros or something from the UK. He was sparring with Pacquiao for this fight.
You mean Luke Campbell?
No.
Who are you talking about?
It's like Cambros or something. Ask Mickey Caparelli. He knows him well. We're going to do something with him, actually. So, yeah. Let's see. Do we got anybody else here? We got a few callers. We're going to 504. You're live on TBV. Who's this? First time caller? 504.
Lord, first time caller.
All right, brother. Well, let me go ahead and play this first time caller intro, and you introduce yourself to the world. Let us know your name and where you're calling from.
Ladies and gentlemen, making his professional debut.
It's your boy Lordy, man, calling from New Orleans.
Lordy from New Orleans. What's up, brother?
I'm chilling, man. I'm just calling y'all to let y'all know my pick, and I got Peck, and you're going to fucking sleep in the fifth round. He get knocked the fuck out.
Wow.
Remember, you heard it here first.
So Lordy, you've watched fights of Jeff Horn.
Nah, but the spirit is telling me Pacquiao will get knocked the fuck out.
Okay.
I just had that feeling.
Hey, a lot of people do, man. You know, sometimes you got to ride with your gut. So you know what? I say drop a few bucks on it. You know what I mean? Something like that, Matt. You just got to lay a little sun. I mean, if you're getting that feeling, that feeling from inside.
I highly advise everyone to not put any money on Jeff Horn.
But you were the one saying that Pacquiao better not duck Jeff Horn.
I never said that.
Yeah, you were like, yo, Jeff Horn earned his WBO spot.
Are you fucking really doing this right now? Are you really doing this right now? How many times have I picked apart the fact that Jeff Horn is the mandatory?
Listen, this is a good fight for Pacquiao. Pacquiao is one of the only guys still fighting pound-for-pound fighters. I mean, let's just be honest.
Jeff Horn isn't pound-for-pound.
But Bradley was. Bradley was. Vargas was top 10.
Vargas wasn't pound-for-pound.
Vargas was top 10.
But anyways, you brought up...
Bradley was pound-for-pound. He's been on the list.
You're going really far away from what you originally said that was wrong.
What?
I forget because that's what you do.
That's what you do.
No, that's what
you do. Forget. He forgets, ladies and gentlemen. He forgets.
But the idea that picking apart Jeff Horn's resume, what was it?
I don't know. I don't know.
I'm forgetting.
Does anyone know what he had to say?
But you were trying to.
Oh, my God. He's falling apart here.
I am, dude.
Nasty.
He's falling apart.
Nasty.
He's falling apart. Come on, come back to us, Matt.
What was it?
Oh, man.
What were you saying that I said?
What was I saying that you said?
I don't know.
You tell me.
I forgot.
Who's going to win this fight, Matt?
Manny Pacquiao. Come on, man.
Stoppage or decision?
He'll probably knock him out.
How many knockdowns? He knocked.
This could be almost like a Chris Algieri thing where he knocks him down a few times but gets a unanimous decision. You know what I'm saying?
Chris Algieri went down 6 times, man.
Yeah. Yeah, he did.
That's a lot of times. Does Manny Pacquiao treat Jeff Horn Chris Algieri-ish?
Did you hear that Jeff Horn said that he had a bad weight cut?
Who had a bad weight cut?
That Jeff Horn had a bad weight cut.
Oh, no.
That he said that it was a very tough weight cut.
Why is there so many people watching and not that many thumbs up? Is this all Philippine people watching? It's got to be.
Well, I mean, if we're celebrating Manny Pacquiao and saying that he's going to win, so they should be giving that thumbs up. It's Filipino people.
I don't understand why they're not.
Maybe it's Jeff Horn fans. Is it all Australians? Are you said that we're not like pumping up Ali Funeka and Randy
those
Taylor?
Are Floyd Mayweather fans.
Oh.
Those are Floyd Mayweather fans for sure. They're just watching in to hear what we're going to say about Manny Pacquiao on this last minute pick show for sure, for sure. Let's go out to the 478. 478, that sounds so familiar.
That's somebody.
Yeah, that's like someone in the, 478 could be, I know that. You know who that is? I know who it is. It's from Atlanta for one. It's either the Milkman or GT Kid.
It's GT Kid. I think it's GT Kid.
You're lying. 4-1-4-7-8, you're up.
GT Kid.
Dennis, of course, we got a live fight chat for the Pacquiao Horn fight, Dennis Martinez. GT Kid? No? 478? 478? Yeah, who's this?
It's Cut West, man.
Oh, Cut West. Sorry, bro. We fucking dropping a ball over here, man. Matt left the list. He's no good.
I'm sorry.
He's no good.
Yeah. Anyway. Yeah, I don't know if this has been brought up already, but I heard there's not going to be any drug testing for this fight. So
yes.
I'm expecting many Packers to make a return. And he's going to win the TKO or stoppage probably in the sixth or seventh.
Yeah, and, man, yeah, there is there has been some conversation over the confusion of the drug testing prior to this Manny Pacquiao and Jeff Horn bout, Matt.
Who cares?
Who cares what?
Who cares? honestly.
No, but cares what?
No, if we're honestly going to have a conversation about drug testing, then we also have to call out the VADA program for only drug testing for 2 weeks out of a camp. Because that's equally as egregious, in my opinion. Just because you have
the VADA drug
testing, but doesn't mean it's adequate.
Okay.
You know what I'm
okay,
saying?
But at least we know that the VADA drug testing in that 2 weeks can cover a wide scope of things in terms of catching.
True, but if you know anything about steroids, that most guys are cycled out by that point. That they would no longer test for steroids 2 weeks out before a fight. You have to test them 8 weeks out before a fight. You have to test them when they're not in camp. That's when you need to test guys.
Oh, yeah?
Yeah. That's what the USADA program for the UFC has done.
Oh, yeah?
And they've caught a lot more people than the VADA program has.
Well,
that's just a number thing, but yeah, it's true.
Well, should we just not test altogether because we can't do it the way you want?
No, just do it the way that it should be. If we're going to test, then let's do it the right way. That's all. I don't feel like that's hard to say or ask of.
All right. Well, we're going to go out to the United Kingdom. We got the fastest hands in the UK.
Coach Mitty.
Undefeated, 7-0. Not only can he train you, but he could train alongside with you. Coach Mitty, what's up, brother?
What's up, guys? How you doing, Matt? How you doing, Ness?
Oh, man, another day, another podcast, Manny Pacquiao. It's a great day, actually. I can't even say it's just another day. Matt's all the way here from the West Coast. We're here together. We're going to watch Pacquiao free all day. I've been nervous, like, damn, I got to buy the fight. But no, it's free.
It's free? Or is it on, like, showing on free TV for you guys? ESPN, right?
ESPN. It's just on ESPN.
That's nice. That's nice. But it's strange, right, to have a Manny Pacquiao fight on free TV. Usually you get pay-per-view. But I'm not complaining, like, but we also have it free in the UK on BT Sports, so it's good.
Oh, that is good.
Yeah, the only problem is, like, I think they're going to start fighting at 4 a.m., like, 4 in the morning. It's not much different from, like, a Las Vegas fight, but still, like, I much prefer it when we have fights in the UK, so 10 p.m., you know, it's good for me.
Mm. So, Coach, when's the next time you're in town, brother?
I think I'll be over, I think beginning of August, either end of July or beginning of August.
Oh, you're not going to get anywhere near the boot, huh? You coming anywhere near the boot? You know, Border Wars is happening, man. We could use a man of your talent at least to judge or referee so that there's no controversy.
I was trying hard to plan a trip for work around the times of Border War, so I could just sneak out and come and see you guys. But my work guys were having none of it, man. They wouldn't approve a trip, like, so close after my last trip. So,
hey, man, I understand. So last-minute pick, man. Give us your last-minute pick before we get to any other callers. And what fashion is this one going down in?
It has to be Manny Pacquiao. And I want to say a stoppage because I'm believing the hype that Freddie Roach is crazy around Pacquiao. But he said the same thing when Pacquiao fought Bradley for the third time. I have to admit Pacquiao knocked him down, but I don't know. We haven't seen Pacquiao knocking anyone else for a long time. So, and trainers will always hype their fighters. So the level of competition tells me that Pacquiao should be able to get rid of Horn. But you never know, man. He's a Christian. Maybe he doesn't want to hit anyone anymore, man. He doesn't want to hurt people, man. So, I don't know.
All right, Coach. Well, thanks for calling in, brother. And can't wait to see you again. Let's see. We going out to Houston, Texas. Big Hugo, what's up?
What up? What up, what up, boxing boys? What's I just want to give my prediction. Hey, ain't no way Pacquiao losing this fight. Jeff Horn, who the fuck is Jeff Horn? But The only pay-per-view attraction Jeff Horn can beat is that. But who's that UFC fan? Who the fuck is that guy? Conor McGregor.
Who the fuck is
that's
that guy?
The only dude Jeff Horn can beat. That's the only dude Jeff Horn can beat. But it's Pacquiao all the way, man. Pacquiao can fight another
90 seconds.
Shit, but I'm out.
All right. Thanks for calling in, Hugo. We're going out to John from Chicago. Talk to me.
What's happening, fellas?
This fight, man, I tell you what, this is good. This is good for boxing. I know Pacquiao's not fighting the greatest fighter out here, but a good way to open up ESPN, showcase Manny Pacquiao. I think the same thing with the Lomachenko fight, even though, you know, I'd prefer to see him fight Rigo. That'll be done.
60 seconds.
Watching the ESPN and showcase these fighters. To be quick with it, I got Manny Pacquiao, TKO, probably 4 or 5. He's probably going to carry him around or two, but I can't see Jeff Horn doing much. He's a good fighter, but good fighters don't beat great fighters. So that's all I got, fellas. Keep up the good work, man.
Well, John, thank you for calling in all the way in Chicago. We want to thank everyone that called in and participated, gave us your last-minute picks. You know, hit that thumbs-up button in the future, present, past. Doesn't really matter. You're just letting me and Matt know that you enjoy that extra show where you can squeeze in your last-minute picks in case you missed us on Thursday or you had a change of heart on Friday after the weigh-in. Since Matt is saying that it's reported that Jeff Horn was having trouble making the weight.
Well, Jeff Horn said this. It's not that it was reported. Jeff Horn said that he had a tough time.
No rumor mill there, then.
No, Jeff Horn said it in his own words.
Well, we got no minutes left because the actual non-pay-per-view Manny Pacquiao card is about to start. Don't forget to check out the young Olympian Michael Conlan. Is it Mickey or Michael? Michael Conlan.
I mean, I bet there's people that call him Mickey, but I'm not going to call him Mickey because I'm not tight with him like that.
Yeah, you know. You got to get tight, man.
Yeah.
Are you tight?
No, I mean, I've you know, spoken to Michael Conlan a few times. He's a good guy.
But you're not like,
We don't have each other's numbers and text each other, you know.
So it's when he sees you, he's not like,
gangsters, what's up, guys?
That'd be dope if he was, though. That'd be dope.
I know. It would. Be like, yo. Be like,
hey, yo.
You know what I'm saying? Like,
hey, yo.
And he's like,
gangsters, what's up, guys?
And we like,
chicken, yeah.
You know, I'm just saying. I'm overdoing it. Okay, look. My name is Nestor Gibbs. You can find me on Instagram and Twitter at NestGTO. Do not forget to subscribe. Why? Because just like today, we do spontaneous shows all the time. And if you want even more than what we're giving you absolutely free, head on over to patreon.com/theboxingvoice for multiple exclusive. We're going to be going live as soon as the main event starts with our live fight chat that you could only find on Patreon, where we give you our live immediate reaction and fight by fight round chat kind of commentary during the fight. So definitely head on over to patreon.com/theboxingvoice or check it out in our information here on YouTube, also in the chat for sure. Matt, where could they find you outside of right here in New Jersey? Because he's coming to get that Border Wars training, taking things serious. We're going to break Little Warren in half.
I'm Matt the Hipster Hunter. You can find me at Mixed Combat News on Twitter, Matt Hunter TVB on Instagram, my MMA podcast, Mixed Combat Radio's on Patreon, SoundCloud, YouTube, iTunes, etc. We out of here. Be back on the live fight chat at patreon.com/theboxingvoice. Hit that like button. Hit that share button. And we out of here. Peace.
I don't think I deserve to be, you know, getting beat up like this.